This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June the 17th of 2020, day 169 of the year, and only 197 days remaining before it's all over with. Yes. This is a early edition of the Rated R Safety Show, coming to you live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and we are streaming across the planet on safetyfm.com, safetyfm.tv, and we're, of course, on every one of your favorite streaming platforms. You know, the Twitches of the world, the Mixers of the world, the YouTubes of the world, and so on. And also, depending on what time of the day you're actually taking a listen to us at, we could actually be coming to you via podcast. So it all depends on what format you prefer, and that's perfectly fine. As long as you're here, that's the important part. So right away, let me go into some of the, the standpoint of being pretty excited about what's going on here. So we yesterday announced that we have our newest contest going on at safetyfm.com/contest for this bad boy right here. We have several of these that we're giving away of When the Next Worst Accident Happens, the newest book from Todd Conklin. And holy guacamole and holy shit, dudes, I have been so impressed with the amount of people that have already turned around and started entering the contest. Now, remember, the contest you can enter in daily. So if you are interested in doing so, please come out to the website, safetyfm.com/contest, and that will give you the availability or the possibility of actually entering in to win. It is running right now until July the 1st at noontime, and we will do it here live on this show, and we will actually release the winters and have them there and announce them right there on the air as we're doing so. Anyways, let's not get hung up too much on what's going on, and let's get you into some feature story news by our friends, of course, at Feature Story News.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Chinese media is claiming the arrogance and recklessness of India is the main reason for tensions around its border area with China. India says China attempted to unilaterally change the status quo. The two sides have been involved in the most serious clashes in decades, resulting in casualties on both sides. From Beijing, Patrick Fock.
It's been reported that 20 Indian soldiers were killed in the clashes at the disputed Himalayan border area. China's yet to confirm casualties on its side. Editor-in-chief of the Global Times, Hu Xijin, said China didn't want to compare numbers to, quote, avoid stoking public mood. But in an op-ed piece in the same paper, it said some Indians believe that their military is more powerful than China's and that this was a misconception. It added that India was of the view that China didn't want to sour relations between the two because of increasing strategic pressure from the U.S. The line of actual control that separates the Chinese-controlled Aksai Chin and Ladakh controlled by India have long been disputed. China has accused India of violating a consensus on the border and building facilities on the Chinese side of the line. Patrick Falk, Beijing.
North Korea says it's going to redeploy troops to two key areas near the border as tensions rise between the Koreas. Those are the Kaesong Industrial Complex and the Mount Geumgang Resort, two pet projects of the South to build economic cooperation with North Korea. FSN's Bruce Harrison reports from Seoul.
It would be a huge blow to President Moon Jae-in if the troops move in. He had hoped to get Kaesong up and running. With South Korean capital, the facility employs North Koreans to make textiles and electronics, among other products. Moon also wanted to see South Korean tourists return to the Geumgang Resort. It's been closed since 2008. North Korea also rejected Seoul's offer to send envoys to the border to try and settle rising tensions. On Tuesday, North Korea blew up a liaison office just north of the DMZ, angry over anti-North Korea activism in the south. Bruce Harrison, Seoul.
The president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, says he, his wife and two aides have tested positive for coronavirus. The country's economy has started reopening after nearly 3 months of lockdown and 330 confirmed COVID-19 deaths. The English Premier League resumes later, 100 days after the season was paused due to coronavirus. Aston Villa play Sheffield United and Man City host Arsenal in the first games. Matches will be played without fans in the stadiums and players won't be allowed to shake hands. There's been a strict COVID-19 testing regime in place to allow fixtures to begin again. And the Premier League's chief executive, Richard Masters, is urging fans not to gather outside grounds as their teams play.
During those match environments, to stay at home, to follow the games on TV, listen on the radio, or follow on social media. Keep yourself safe. Don't put yourselves and others at risk.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, feature story news giving it to you straight, ladies and gentlemen, as you already are aware. So anyways, let's get to the top of the hit list and get it started right away. Or maybe I give you this first.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So here we go. Health Club chain 24 Our Fitness is headed for bankruptcy, but a deal will allow it to remain operational as it eases its debt burden. Yeah, you heard me correctly there. The company is looking to straighten up its reopening in part of the country and braces for a steep fall off in memberships. Some estimates assume 28% of gym membership holders won't be getting back to the public gyms anytime soon. This is due largely to, well, COVID-19. Well, that's who we're going to blame a lot of the economic failure on, because that's what's taking place. So right now, in certain areas, they are opening gyms back up. We'll take the 24-hour fitness equation out of it. How are you looking at this? Are you going back to the gym? Or are you staying at home and doing workouts? How are you going about it? Now, like right now inside of the studio here, we actually have a TRX strain, you know, the pulley thingy. A lot of body weight stuff. That's what we have here hanging inside of the doors, you know, because we do hang out here quite a bit. So what do you look at? Is that something that you're doing investment in? Are you buying weights for home? Or are you just saying, I'll gain the quarantine 15. Some have gained the quarantine 40. It's okay. It has happened. But what are you looking at? How are you going about doing some of the healthcare scenario? Are you giving a care? I mean, because I take a look at it this way. Either you actually treat your food like medicine now, or you'll just buy some medicine later.
Duh.
So just something to think about as we move forward. Anyway, so here's an interesting note. Do you remember many, many, many moons ago, the Ford Bronco? Yeah, the Ford Bronco. You know, the white Ford Bronco was one that was very popular many, many, many moons ago. And it was popular because we'll say, quote unquote, this was the car that was being chased down the road in Brentwood when the O.J. Simpson trials were occurring. And keep in mind that we're talking long, long, long ago. So are you aware that Ford is bringing the Bronco back? Now, of course, there's always a twist. Ford has announced that they will be releasing a new Bronco this summer. What's more, iconic model is expected to be released on July the 9th. You ready for this? Which is also O.J. Simpson's 73rd birthday. Yeah, O.J. Simpson's 73rd birthday is the day they've opted to release it. Now, if that's coincidence, wow, what a shocker there. Simpsons is synonymous for the Ford SUV as the former NFL star, along with Al Collins at the wheel, led the police chase on Orange County in Brentwood back in June of 1994 in a white Bronco. I just think it's so weird that it worked out in that fashion. What do you think? The Ford Bronco, July the 9th. O.J. Simpson still tied into it. Just can't believe that that's the case.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
At least 20 Indian soldiers were killed in the melee with Chinese soldiers along the country's shared border on Tuesday. Chinese reps say that the violence resulted after Indian troops pushed past the official border line to launch and provoke attack. This is according to the Washington Post reports. But Indian officials say that getting more aggressive in its defense of its border and is trying to change the status quo. India and China are the world's two most populous countries and share about 2,200 miles of common border. Shit, imagine if you were that close to your neighbors, especially for that long a period of time. 2,200 miles. That's a lot. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. Think about how far you could go doing that right there whatsoever. Anyway, so how are things going? I mean, I keep on looking at it. I know the early morning edition is early, and there's a lot going on right away first thing in the morning. You know, sometimes the noon show is kind of cool to do, but I don't know. I look at it, we could really do this at any time of the day. By the way, before I forget, talking about any time of the day, maybe later this week I'll tell you about what we're going to be doing next week, which is kind of exciting, but we'll bring it up later on. Just make sure to remind me, because if not, I have this bad habit of forgetting stuff because I get too excited about certain things, just the way that it goes. Science Journal, Physics of Fluids. Yes, that is a real thing, just in case. Details in a new report, the perils of flushing a toilet and the spread of COVID-19. Yeah. Long pregnant pause. Anyways, the simulation develops by the study that showed potential contaminated water droplets soaring 3 feet into the air, a distance that makes them easy to inhale or settle onto surfaces remaining airborne for at least a minute. While you could avoid this vortex of bacteria by closing the lid before flushing, that's often not an option in public restrooms. So let me ask a strange question, because this is where it's going to get little crazy. So when you go to a public bathroom and you're actually using a public bathroom, if you have something that you're doing that you have to sit down, when you flush the toilet, are you staying on the toilet as you flush it? I know. Somebody had to ask the question. Shit, might as well be me. So what do? Do you get up or do you stay sitting? Because that's going to answer some weird other things at the same time too. I'm just saying, I mean, think about it. If it can shoot up to 3 feet in the air, it's something that you're going to have to for sure give some consideration to. Because who knows where some of those airborne things are going to go up.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
So retail sales have jumped 17.7% in May, the biggest month-over-month increase on record. Overall purchases are down 6.6% for the year. Analysts believe that this is a result of the pent-up demand and that similar gains shouldn't be expected for June. They also attribute to the boom of $3 trillion the Fed pumped into the economy in early days of the shutdown and a part of the ongoing federal additions to unemployment benefits. So something to think about. How are you actually taking a look at some of these things going on right now? Are you going out spending some money, or are you kind of sitting back and holding on to every single cent that you have just in case, because you just don't know what might happen next? Just a conversation piece, of course, because there's a lot of things going on.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
So as we discussed yesterday, a study indicates that there are 6 billion Earth-like planets in the Milky Way. An Earth-like planet is considered to be similar in size, rocky, and orbiting at a sun to ours that are same relative distance. in a hospitable zone, not too close to for a hot surface temperature, too far or too cold to be inhospitable to potential life in liquid water. The calculation is based on the conclusion that there are 0.18 Earth-like planets per G-type star like our sun. I know that we talk a lot about space, and I know that we do a lot of things that are related to space around here, at least conversation-wise. Yeah, there's a small obsession here with it because I think it's so intriguing, such a large opportunity that we're missing out on. Just so many different things that we could talk about or related that are there, of course. So what do you think when we start doing the whole space talk? Anyways, how are you looking at some of these things? Do you go, it's, you know, we're not going to make it anytime soon? I mean, I know that we keep on pushing some of the stuff that Elon Musk keeps on referencing about what he wants to do with Mars. And I'm not saying, hey, we're going to go to Mars, you know, me and you and I. I'm just saying in general. But how are you looking at it? Does this get you excited or you just don't care? And you go, Jay, I came here for some safety stuff. So stop talking about space and let's move forward. Okay, so let's talk about some other things then. A lot of our quote-unquote safety professionals, if you have people that go out and work on the road and do some things out there, well, where do they go to? They go a lot of times to 7-Eleven, so let's talk about it. Convenience stores chain 7-Eleven is resigning its annual Slurpee Day that's normally on July the 11th, or 7-Eleven. Typically, visitors pack out the outlet for a free Slurpee, but for now, they're going to hand out a coupon for the free medium frozen treat once in July. You'll also have to be a member of the 7 Rewards loyalty program to be able to receive it. So if you do talk to safety professionals, and this is something that is big inside of your organization because they're out and about doing the different things, you might want to let them know that this year the 7-Eleven free Slurpee thing is not occurring. And just to be on the safe side, not a sponsor of the show, but something that I definitely wanted to bring up to you because you might want to make reference to it. You don't want them to waste too much time on that particular day if they're going about and around and about. So let's talk about this real quick. Remember Spot the robot dog that was made at the Boston Dynamics? This was kind of a big thing a little while ago. The AI-powered four-legged robot capable of doing creepily effective walking, jumping, and running in different maneuvering. Do you remember this? This was kind of a, I mean, I'm telling you, this was a big deal. This was something that you could see a little bit all over the place. But if you haven't seen it, let me kind of tell you some the reasons why I'm bringing this up. It is now on sale for research and development purposes, if you can afford it. It's going for $74,500 a pop. Users will be able to control it through a web app and see what the robot sees with cameras mounted in its front. So if you are doing research and development inside of your organization, so let's take a look at that. As a safety person, would you use this robot dog to do some creepy things and let's do, say, some espionage when it comes to looking at what's going on inside of your org?
Duh.
Just something to think about. I don't know. These robot dogs are kind of cool, but at $74,500, seem kind of expensive, as we talk about it, of course. Anyways, a new study from the London School of Hygiene and the Tropical Medicine shows that 21% of people aged 10 to 19 years of age who contract the COVID-19 show symptoms. On the flip side, symptoms appear in 69% of those 70 and older. The study also suggests that the countries with the younger average population have a lower overall cases in statistics. So what do you think here? I know there continues to be the ongoing conversation. I know that right now we keep on talking about some different places and some different things changing with them. So how are you taking a look at this? They are saying right now on the news that one out of every two people wears a mask when they go out in public. What do you do? Do you wear a mask? Do you see a purpose for a mask? I mean, now people are claiming via the CDC that there is a value in actually wearing a mask. So what do you think? Is it important to you? Something to think about. I always think that it's of interest, at least, to wear it, not to wear it, or so on. I think that it brings value to what you're doing. And let's say, for instance, that you go, well, I don't see a purpose for it. I don't see it. If it makes somebody else out there comfortable that you're doing it, you could minimally do that. Or you can go down the conspiracy theory route. It's entirely up to you.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So Americans aren't ready to take to the ski for travel. So here we go. Even as restrictions ease, less than half, 45% polled late May and early June say that they'd be willing to fly within 2 months of ease lockdown. Oddly enough, the beginning of April, 60% said that they would return to their normal travel routine. Travelers are also booking short notice. 41% booked within 3 days of travel compared to 18% back in 2019. So what are you looking at travel restriction-wise? Are you being willing to travel at the moment? Are you doing some different things in regards of traveling? Or are you taking a look at it and going, no way, Jose, I ain't doing shit, and I'm going to just stay locked up in my general area. Now, I will tell you, there are some friends, acquaintances, and so on, that have been doing some traveling as of late that I have, some due to personal reasons, some due to work-related reasons, and some people just doing it for the sake of doing it. Now, I will tell you, as of right now, I have not been doing any kind of traveling, at least not in an airplane, because just didn't want to at the time. I mean, it's not like the flights haven't been available. I just have opted not to travel at the moment because I live here inside of the studio world for the most part of everything that I do as of late. Because, you know, not a lot of conferences going on. Well, at least not a lot of conferences that are not virtual. Virtual conferences we can do right here. And I get you up right there, as you already are aware, because we won't say a conference, but we do something where we're interacting on a daily basis. Well, we'll at least say Monday through Friday.
Duh.
Just for that case. So that way you know exactly what's going on. So let's kind of move forward a little bit and let's get you into the main story.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM. Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So yesterday we had a brief conversation and we were talking a little bit about some things that were going on. And we talked about that Walmart and Shopify have now, you know, are doing a joint venture together where now Shopify will appear on Walmart e-commerce. Well, hidden inside of the story and hidden inside of some of the information that you could find was this little gem. Walmart is looking to remove all cashiers and standard conveyor belt lines in its stores, and it is testing a pilot in one, and if it's the superstore, it's the superstore in Fayetteville, Arkansas, in the short term. Fox News reports the retailer is removing cashiers and standard conveyor belts at one of its popular superstores in Fayetteville as a pilot. Spokesperson for the company told Fox Business that Walmart Superstores 359 is removing its conveyor belts, lanes, and replacing them with self-checkout counters. In the long term, Walmart stated the test was an attempt to see if checkout times were faster while limiting human interaction in the age of the pandemic. Walmart employees will be available to help those customers who are having trouble at the checkouts, including bagging. Depending on the success of the test, Walmart could expand the program to more stores, according to the report. The news comes weeks after the America's largest retailer announced that it would be streamlining the company apps to allow customers to shop online for everything from groceries to apparel to electronics. The company launched its touch-free payment system, Walmart Pay, last month in an attempt to migrate the spread of the to mitigate the spread of the virus while customers shop inside of the store. CNN reports that the grocers, big and small chains alike, are turning to robots for performing various tasks like cleaning floors, stocking shelves, and delivering groceries to shoppers. The CV crisis could even prompt an online retail warehouse like Amazon to invest more into automation technology as well. The New York Times reported that the outbreak is boosting demand of Zen Robotics and Robot Pony, a self-driving cart that is sold for to retailers, hospitals, malls, and apartment complexes. A recent report by A3 Association by Advancing Automation further details that all the ways that artificial intelligence and automation is being used in different industries to combat CV. Oxford Economics also published in its own report warning that the acceleration of technology advances in automation engineering, energy storage, artificial intelligence, and machine learning could have the potential to reshape the world in 2020 through 2030s, displacing at least 20 million workers. With CVs as a catalyst to speed up the deployment of automation machines, we can probably safely say that the numbers will be much more severe. It seems that I am not the only one to share that opinion. A recent MarketWatch article written by Johannes Monis, a professor of global business and a director of the Institute of Spatial Economic Analysis at the University of Redlands, agrees with the author's conclusion, stating that at least 50 million jobs could be automated in just these essential industries. In fact, Brookings Institution said in a report last month that any CV-related recession is likely to bring about a spike in labor replacing automation. Automation happens in bursts, concentrated especially in bad times such as the wake of the economic shocks, when humans become relatively more expensive as firms' revenues rapidly decline. Walmart didn't comment on why it was running the pilot and removing conveyor lines, workers and cashiers from its superstore, or why has it the potential plans to remove all cashiers? So what do you think about this new automated world? We kind of knew that this is where automation was going. We've been seeing it for some time, and depending on where you live inside of the country, if you're inside of the United States, more and more automation is popping up. As we already know, there's cars that are automated. There's the tellers that are automated. There's certain drive-thrus that you can go to that the automation works. The person that's actually working the window is not the person that's actually taking the call on the headset. So something to think about as we move forward. So what kind of effect is this going to have for you as a safety professional? What are you looking at? Are you looking, as you're doing this, on becoming a programmer for computer automation? Or are you looking at it as that you're a safety pro and you'll just move forward and try to work within the system because humans will still be needed? There's a lot of ways to look at this stuff as we do move forward. And that's what I keep on getting pretty antsy about, especially when we start getting into the realm of quantum computing. If you haven't looked up quantum computing, take a look and see what's available right now. The quantum computing thing is going to change not just the way that we interact, it's going to change the world. You might say, well, you're probably trying to be a little bit too futuristic right now. Not really. If you take a look at what the computer can do in some of the equations that it can actually factor in how it's able to compute, you might be in a little bit of shock.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
When you're in the courtroom fighting big business, government, or insurance companies, you can't blink because they can smell fear. They have the money and the power to grind you down. And that's why you need me. I'm not afraid, and I don't cut and run. It's in my DNA. And that's why we're unstoppable.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
More sarcasm than Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look at what's going on inside of the world of politics. If you have not heard of this, let me kind of give you a breakdown relatively quick. Mary Trump is coming forward with a book about her famous family. She's President Trump's niece, the daughter of the deceased brother Fred Trump, who died from complications related to alcoholism back in 1999. Mary is no fan of her uncle. Expect a nightmare of traumas, destructive relationships, and a tragic combination of neglect and abuse, publisher Simon Schuster promises. One leak also indicates that Mary will come forward as the source of information about the president's more questionable financial history, which led to several bankruptcies. I don't know. It's a book. It's a book from someone inside of the family sharing on what's going on. What's your thoughts? Will this be something that you'll have interest in? Will this be a book that you'll purchase? I don't know. Some people love gossip. So if it's your kind of thing, I guess do it. If you don't care about it, then don't do it. It's pretty simple. President Trump has signed an executive order on Tuesday banning all chokeholds by police officers with the caveat that they could be used if an officer's life is at risk. I wonder how that determination is made. Any ideas?
How is the determination made?
Someone needs to be able to answer that question as we move forward, because I think that'll be interesting. Anyways, no winner for Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for $22 million jackpot or a $17.5 million cash payout. We did discuss that yesterday, just in case we did forget. So that's going on there. And let's continue. So just some information here. Thought this was kind of weird. Ron Perlman got into it virtually, of course, with Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz over the U.S. soccer decision to allow kneeling during the national anthem after Gaetz tweeted that he would now rather not have the U.S. soccer team. Perlman, the team could care less about your opinion. The full tweet reads, Gaetz, I'd rather the U.S. not have a soccer team than have a soccer team that won't stand for the national anthem. Shouldn't get to play under our flag as our national team, if you won't stand when it is raised. Perlman, the U.S. soccer team called, and you guessed it, said they could give any less of a fuck about what these two dipshits think. He tagged both Gaetz and President Trump in his reply. I think that's a little harsh, but whatever. Hyde Park Entertainment Group and the Warner Brother Music Group are teaming up on a biopic about the legendary Wimbledon tennis player, author Kevin Willmott, who recently wrote the script for Spike Lee, The Five Bloods, is set to write the feature story of the African-American civil rights activist. So be on the lookout for that one if you're interested. Anyways, the Shines of Sunset cast will sit down virtually to tape Watch What Happens Live reunion special with Andy Cohen. According to Page Six, the special is set to be filmed over the next 2 weeks and will have a similar in style to the Bravo reunion shows that have been filmed during the coronavirus lockdown. FYI, the special will most likely not air until July, even though season 8 of the series finished airing back in May. So just so you know. Let's continue. The Bold and the Beautiful is ready to get rolling. The daytime drama is set to resume filming its current season today in Los Angeles. While there's no air date yet set, the hope is to set the soap will return with new episodes as early as July. Make sure you don't miss out on your soaps. Anyways, let's continue real quick. Star Wars Celebration 2020 has been canceled. Lucasfilms announced on Monday that the Fan Fest, originally scheduled to take place at the end of August, has been rescheduled for August of 2022. Wouldn't that just mean it was canceled? It's not really a freaking reschedule. It's called a cancellation. So it's been canceled till 20 of 22. While there were no plans yet in the works for Star Wars Celebration 2021, this announcement confirms that there will be one. There will not be one. What? Hold on. Confirms that there will not be one next year either. So let's go through that. The next one is 2022. There will not be one then this year, and there will not be one in 2021. Now, hold on real quick. Are you telling me that it takes 2 years to plan a freaking Star Wars event? Now, don't get me wrong. I like Star Wars as much as the next person. Not as much as some, but as much as the next person. But it's going to take 2 years to be able to come up with this thing? Like, seriously. Why is it going to take that long? 2 years. So I'm rescheduling now. It's going to take me 2 years to be able to move forward. I think that's a little crazy. I think that that's way out of the ordinary. Not something that should take place.
Duh.
Because I don't understand how it's not like it's a wedding. I don't even think a wedding should take 2 years to plan. I mean, I guess it just depends on how
magical of an event
you want it to be, but wow, 2 years. And don't get me wrong, I'm not like a Star Wars fan that I go to events like that. I have driven by some that occur here in my local area, which is a pretty big event here. Anyways, let's go into some sports news. Roger Goodell wants someone to sign Colin Kaepernick. Oh, yeah. The NFL commissioner said not only does he want someone to sign the former QB, but he supports and encourages the idea. In the conversation with ESPN, Goodell said that should Kaepernick resume his career in the NFL, he would welcome this, that he would welcome his voice and help guide the league on discussion of social issues. Kaepernick has not played since the season of 2016 as the San Francisco 49ers. He began kneeling during the national anthem in protest of racial inequality. So 4 years, we're talking about 4 years before people started taking a look at what Kaepernick was doing. They took offense to him kneeling down in a peaceful protest. How are you looking at this? And of course, I know that this kind of stirs some people up when I start bringing this up. And I'm bringing it up for the sense of actually just having the conversation, not so much to, oh, this is a political stance, because some people get very confused by that. So this is not the case of what I'm doing here. It's just for common question purposes to understand what your thought process is. Because it's such an easy thing to have the conversation about. And it's such an easy thing to turn around and go, okay, if we talk about this, are we kind of expanding what we're doing opposed to it just being conversational piece for the conversational piece? Because I think that that can become an easy thing as well. What are your thoughts process behind it? Do you think Kaepernick should come back to the NFL? And if he does, is he too controversial of a figure to be in the NFL? Something to think about, of course. Anyways, let me tell you about this tomorrow. Have you heard about this going on? It's something that's being posted through social media. But tomorrow, Thursday, June the 18th, is going to be known as Sound the Horn Day, supporting public transportation workers. So if you are inside of an area where they do have public transportation, which is kind of a large area that does, almost everywhere does, they're asking you to honk your horn as you see them. Now, I don't know if that's going to scare some people, but it is a reference piece, of course. So join us on Thursday, June the 18th, hashtag sound the horn. Somebody put two N's there. I think that's wrong. To honor and say thank you to the public transportation employees working through the coronavirus outbreak. At 3 p.m. Eastern time, agencies are asked to simultaneously sound 2-1 second horn blast from vehicles in service. Just so you know, so it's the sound the horn day, 3 o'clock, whatever your Eastern time is in that area, wherever you're at. So Eastern time, so it'll be noon Pacific, so on. But to sound the horn to show your support. So just so you're aware of that. Also, let me kind of go through real quick, talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today, because, you know, that's an important part that we need to talk about.
Duh.
So let's go. Global Garbage Man Day. National Eat Your Vegetables Day. National Stewart Root Beer Day. Who's Stewart? And what the freak is so big about his root beer? National Apple Strudel Day. National Cherry Tart Day. So that's some days that you can celebrate today if you're interested in that kind of stuff. Some birthdays that are coming up today, or that are happening today, better saying. Kendrick Lamar, rapper, turns 33. Venus Williams turns 40. Barry Manilow and Newt Gingrich both turned 77 today. And an Olympic skater Dan Jansen turns 55. And Will Fort from SNL and 30 Rock and Last Man on Earth turns 50 today. So just some reference pieces right there. Anyways, thank you for always coming out and hanging out with us here on the Rated R Safety Show. Thanks for hanging out on this early edition of it. And also, let me make sure that I remind you one more time, we are doing the giveaway of When the Worst Accident Happens, the newest book by Todd Conklin. If you go to our website, safetyfm.com/contest, this will give you the opportunity to enter into the contest for this particular giveaway. Now, I want to make a quick reference to this. You can enter in daily for the contest. There's just a couple different things you need to do, and you can enter in daily. The more things you do, of course, the more entries that you have for it. And I have to tell you, we've announced this contest less than 24 hours ago, and it is on fire! in regards to what's going on with it. So if you do have the opportunity, please go over there and actually take a listen. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with us here at Safety FM, home of real safety talk. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.